Good morning. We'll call the July 18, 2017 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing, Mr. Lawson, be approval of the agenda.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do not believe we have any amendments to today's agenda today.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette? Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you. We had the minutes of June 27th. Any questions or corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Mr. President, there was none.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Mr. Lawson?
I have a letter here to the county council on behalf of Deborah Bocci, the town manager for Millville, thanking the council for approving the revenue sharing grant for municipalities that do not have a police department. The town contracts with the Delaware State Police to patrol Millville 20 hours per week, and these funds really help us out.
Very good. Any more correspondence from council? Public comment, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. My goodness. Paul Rieger.
Thomas Fournier.
I'm telling you.
Good morning. Mr. Smith, Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road. Can I approach and handle
sure.
it? Been voicing my concerns during public comment period before county council meetings on numerous occasions for the county council to do appointments and reappointments for commission members on different boards according to the state code. I have a very serious concern that according to Title IX, Chapter 6803, commission members' appointments, terms, and qualifications. See in code, the voting members appointed to the county government shall be appointed as follows. One. During the month of June of each year in which a term of any members theretofore appointed by the county government expires, the county government shall appoint members to the commissions. The terms of the office shall commence on July 1st following the appointment. The first question that I have is, we are now in July. The next sentence in the code reads, each member should serve until that member's successor is appointed and qualified. Second question is, it doesn't say that you can reappoint a current member after June is passed. It says each member shall serve until that member's successor is appointed and qualified. Next sentence, each member shall be appointed for a term of 3 years, except that a member appointed to fill a vacancy occurring for any reason other than the expiration of the term shall be expired for the unexpired term. Third question. During the original appointments for the three recent filled vacancy planning and zoning board members, it was stated that their terms were to expire June 30th of 2017. It's also in all the county press releases. In conclusion, the planning and zoning did not have a quorum at their last Thursday, July 13th meeting. And on today's agenda is listed, one, planning and zoning commission appointments. Is this for discussion on how to fix or to clarify? Because as stated above, there seems not to be a way to remedy doing a 3-year term for these members by missing the June 30th deadline as stated. Thank you.
Thank you. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Three weeks ago, you guys opened a can of worms. I wouldn't have any objection if it had been truthful. But the only thing that was right was when Lawson said you never had to redo anything. The amount of money is not true. The amount of complaints to the AG is not true. Check the AG's website. You will see I have only done 4 in 5 years with one outstanding. Then on Facebook, one of you put on there that it cost $25,000. You better get your cut and take facts straight. I haven't cost this county one dang dime. You guys have. If you'd done your job right, I wouldn't have had to do it, file it. And then you said, oh, we need some decorum around here. Well, you tried that before, it didn't work, and it ain't going to work now. And then you said, we got to have decide what is acceptable. I got news for you. Anything I say is acceptable. Why? Because the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that even hate speech is permitted. By the way, I just found out I got my own bodyguard. He's sitting back there. He's there to protect me, not you. Have a good one.
You have a great day, sir.
Well,
we have a lot of names on here for public comment. If you are here to speak at any of the public hearings we're going to have, that's the time to do that, not during this session of this part of council. So I'll call your name on. If you've got something beside the public hearing to address, you're more than welcome to come down front. Gail Schaefer. Gail Schaefer?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not quite sure, so I'll give it a try. And if I'm wrong, you can stop me. How's that?
We got a big hook.
Sounds good.
You make a mistake.
I'm Gail Schaefer, and I live in Winding Creek Village. There's a water district issue that's come up, and I just wanted to make a couple of comments, put on record about my feelings.
If I could just stop you, we're going to have a public hearing on that.
There's.
So if you want to speak, then you can speak now if you choose to, but not again the public hearing. I mean, that's, that'd be repetitious.
Just wait. It'll be a couple minutes.
It's not a public hearing.
That's not a public hearing.
It's not a public hearing.
No.
It's not a public hearing.
See, I've confused you.
I read it wrong.
So
you're correct. It is not. Help yourself.
Thank you so much.
My mistake.
Right, okay. Right. Well, we got one thing straightened out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wrong.
Let's straighten out something else here. When the original question came out, people were asked if they would like to know what would it cost for this water system that you're they're proposing. People signed up to get information. Not necessarily that they wanted this new small water districts, and I really want you to understand that the map that you have seen going around for this small water district, the greens are not necessarily I want a water system put into our development. It was simply saying I want information about it. Okay, so I just want you to know that it's kind of snowballed as a result. The next thing I wanted to mention was how can a development be divided into two water systems within one development? The council is going to have to deal with this issue in the future for other communities that will follow suit if this happens. Can you imagine the issues on taxes and assessment issues about one house having water in a development and the other one having a well? It's something you have to consider when you're thinking about whether or not this water district should go through. Potable drinking water will be provided. I hate to think about the water that is being provided right now on Old Orchard Road, etc. I have friends that live down there. They can't even wash their clothes and it turns brown. This is the same company that's one of the options that we might get in our development. My well water is good. Okay, I don't know why anybody would want to have pipes installed now to charge the community for the same water from the same aquifer, but through pipes. I just don't understand that idea. Perhaps water irrigation systems should be banned. I don't know if that's an answer, but changing the water levels is not the fault of the wells, okay? It does not seem like bullying when a few homes have the water problems. Now I feel like I'm being bullied, that they want a water system that I don't want and that we voted on before not to have. If something goes wrong with the piping through the district, who would be the office that we would call to resolve our problems on any issues? Do we call the county council? Do we call Hans and say our pipes are broken, or whoever installed it? Right now, I don't have to worry about any of those questions. Anyone who wants to see how the roads are repaired after water goes into a development just has to go down West Side Drive of Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club. It's like a water board down there, and Tidewater is the one that put their pipes in years ago. You just are in bump, bump, bump all the way down. They never repaired it to any quality. And I don't want to see that in my community. The development all voted on a water issue, and although that's not what all of us wanted, it passed for the entire community, not part of it. We realized that there is going to be installation costs, yearly costs, but it was a decision made by the majority of the community to have a sewer system. That is going through. I'm not fighting against it. It was a community decision. They voted on it. This water thing is, we voted on that too, and it did not pass. If a referendum, and this is my last statement, if this referendum should pass with the required votes and Company X gets the water rights, does that then mean that the remainder of the development, when and if they want water, will have to use the same company? That's one question I have. If so, then the referendum that was pulled because of the required number of people on the petition of the original referendum regarding Sussex County Water District run by the county and the entire community will now be required to hook up to a company that only members of the community are voting on now for this referendum. I would think that a class action suit against that would be in the foreseeable future if that happens, that a few people now voting would change the decision that was made on the prior pulling of the referendum for a water district in the community. Does not make sense. You've got 235 lots before that voted, supposedly. Let's assume everybody voted for, made a decision to go and vote that day. 235 lots voted and said, no, we don't want the water. Well, they pulled it back and said there was enough petition, we don't want the water. Now we've got a small group of people coming in and saying, well, we want this small one. And oh, by the way, if there's ever water again, we've made the decision for all 235 lots. Doesn't make sense, doesn't seem fair. I just want you to consider those things because I personally, I'm in the middle of this green section, and I'm one of the little yellow lots there that says we don't want it. And yet I might be forced to technically pay for somebody else's problem. And an example was given at the last public hearing, and I think it's a valid one. Some lady stood up and she said, okay, my roof doesn't work. I need a new roof. So the community is going to pay for it. Okay, well, that's the same thing as what's happening now. There are a few people who have well problems. God knows I sympathize with them. All right? When I was paranoid when I came down here and moved down here almost 30 years ago, I said, honey, we have never had a well. We've never had a septic system. I had that thing tested three times before I signed the papers to buy the house. And my husband's answer was, if it doesn't work or we have a problem, we'll deal with it. We, as homeowners, I was not going to ask the person across the street or next to me to solve my problem. And I think this is what's happening right now. The few people that have water issues are asking me to pay $1,500 a year, basically, for water that I now get gushing out of my well that is clean, sweet, and I drink every day. So please consider that when you're considering approving or disapproving. Thank you.
Thank you. Armin Zanato, Z-I-N-N-A-T-O, it looks like.
My name is Armand Zanato. I'm a resident of Winding Creek Village. I've lived there for 32 years. My lot is located next to the boat ramp, and it's a 1-acre lot in the creek comes behind me, and I got 300 feet of water coming in. When I had bought the lot and I was ready to build, I looked forward to finding out about the water. I'm a retired wet processing textile chemist, and water is my concern. And I found out that when they put the well in to go to the second level, there are two levels. The first level, they tell me, is terrible. The second level is great. And that's what I did. And soon after, I put in a filter. And this is what the filter looks like after 3 months. Now, since then, in 32 years, I've been drinking the water, cooking with it, washing clothes, and absolutely no problem. So I'm against having water companies come in. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Looks like H. Richardson.
I'm Dick Harp. I've lived at Winding Creek for 26 years. We've owned the property since 10 years before that, 12 years before that. We bought the property when there was almost no houses in Winding Creek Village. Since then, it's been developing. I don't see any need for any water system in the property. I'm satisfied with what we have. We live on the bay. We have waterfront property. We have a pump. We have septic system. We have everything we need, and we don't need any other property. We don't need any other water system in our property. It satisfies us, and I've not been asked by anybody what I think about this, but I'm telling you, the people who are wanting the property are newcomers to the community, and if they're having some problem with their water, they can solve that problem, but the rest of us shouldn't be paying for it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We're going to move off of public comment. We'll come back to this very shortly. We're going to move to our 10:30 public hearing.
10:15?
I'm sorry, 10:15 public hearing. We got two of them.